Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Parikshit, Cursed by a Brahmana Boy. Text number 45. Tadarya Dharma Pavaliyate Nunang Varnashramacharya Yutas Chayimaya Tato Arta Kama Bine Vesitatmanam Sunam Kapinam Iva Varna Sankara. Does anybody have a phone? The light's broken. I'm having a hard time seeing. Anybody have a phone on? I need a light. The light's broken. This is broken. Yeah. Anyway, I'll try. Tadarya Dharma Praviliyate Nirnam Varnashamachara Yutastrayi Maya. Thank you. Taturtha Kama Binavesi Tatmanam Sunam Kapinam Ivavarna Sankaraha Tadarya Dharma Pravaliyate Nirnam Varnashamachara Yutastrayi Maya Taturtha Kama Binivesi Tatmanam Sunam Kapinam Ivavarna Sankaraha Tadharya Dharma Pravaliyate Nanam Varnashramachara Yutastrayi Maya Taturtha Kama Binivesi Tatmanam Sunam Kapinam Ivavarna Sankaraha. Tadharya Dharma Pravaliya Nirnam Varnashamacharya Yutastrayi Maya Tato Nartama Vinivesi Tatmanam Sunam Kapinam Ivavarna Sankaraha. Varnashama Chaitasvimaya Tathurthayama Vinivesitatmanam Tapinam Nidavarna Shankara. Matajis. Nidharya Dharma Vivali Yate Namam. Varnashama Chara Yutasri. Tataya dharma prabhaliyate nanam varnasama charitasvatiya. Tatortha kama vinivesitatmanam sanungapinam vivavarnasam. Tathaya dharma prabhaliyate nanam varnashama charayutasvayi maya. Tathortha dhamma vinivesitatmanam sunam kapinam nivavarna sangha. Tada! At that time, Arya progressive civilization, Dharma engagement, Prabaliyate, is systematically vanquished. Nirnam of humankind, Varna, caste, Ashrama, orders of society, Acharyuta, composed in a good manner, Toyi Maya, in terms of the Vedic injunction, Tata, thereafter, Artha, economic development, Kama Abhivesita, fully absorbed in sense gratification, Atmanam, of men, sunam, like dogs, kapinam, like monkeys, eva, thus, varna asankara, unwanted population. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. At that time, the people in general will fall systematically from the path of a progressive civilization in respect to the qualitative engagements of the caste and the orders of society and the Vedic injunctions. Thus they will be more attracted to economic development for sense gratification, and as a result there will be an unwanted population on the level of dogs and monkeys. Purport. It is foretold herein that in the absence of a monarchical regime, the general mass of people would be an unwanted population like dogs and monkeys. As the monkeys are too sexually inclined and dogs are shameless in sexual intercourse, the general mass of population born of illegitimate connection will systematically go astray from the Vedic way of good manners and qualitative engagements in the caste and orders of life. The Vedic way of life is in the progressive march of the civilization of the Aryans. The Aryans are progressive in the Vedic civilization. The Vedic civilization's destination is to go back to Godhead, back home, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease. The Vedas direct everyone not to remain in the darkness of the material world, but to go towards the light of the spiritual kingdom far beyond the material sky. The qualitative caste system and the orders of life are scientifically planned by the Lord and his representatives, the great Rishis. The perfect way of life gives all sorts of instruction in things both material and spiritual. The Vedic way of life does not allow any man to be like the monkeys and dogs. A degraded civilization of sense gratification and economic development is the byproduct of a godless or kingless government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people should not, therefore, begrudge the poor administrations they themselves elect. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thank you. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Litam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukram Kota Vachalang Pungun Lang Hayate Garim Yat Kripa Tadaham Bande Shigarum Dina Taranam Vanchakapati Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vye Vachapatitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Please bless me that I could say something that is beneficial for all of us and is pleasing to Krishna. So up to this time of Sringi cursing Maharaj Parikshit, there was this Aryan civilization which was still intact. The Brahmanas were leading the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas were administrating the Vaishyas. They were engaged in agricultural activities and festivals, and the Sudras were happily serving the others. So King Parikshit, he was such a great king. We can't imagine how wonderful it was. Not just a king, he was a saintly king, Rajarsi. So everybody was happy in the kingdom. And also Yudhisthira, before him there was King Yudhisthira and King Pandu. And we can't imagine how wonderful it was. But now this curse has come upon King Parikshit, and he's accepting it as a blessing. And actually it was a blessing not only for him, it was a blessing for ourselves. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam was narrated because of this instance. So, of course, as it's predicted here by Somakarisi, this Aryan civilization from this time, from this degradation of the Brahmanas, beginning with this boy, Sringi, degraded. And now practically everything has gone to the dogs. As Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, also it's in the translation. So people are just engaged in sense gratification, no interest in higher values of life. Ahara nidra bhayamaitanam cha samanyameta pasibhi. Niranam dharmo hite sam adhiko viseso dharmeni hina pasivi samana. That the animals and the human beings, they have four things that are similar. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the reason we have this bigger brain is so that people can inquire about higher values in life. Come out of the darkness. Tamasima joytirgama. Come out of the darkness and go to the light. What is darkness? Darkness is this bodily conception of life. This passion for sense gratification. This is the animals. I remember I was in Puri one time, and I had this room near the temple, and there was a bunch of dogs outside the room, maybe about 10, and they were growling and fighting, and it was really intense. But there was one dog that was standing back away from the 10 that were fighting, and it was just unbelievable. I was just observing this. So one of these dogs of the 10 came out victorious, and he walked away with the one that was standing by. The one that was standing by was the girl. So the ten were fighting, and one came out victorious, and he walked away in victory. So this is dog life, you know, just very passionately trying for sense gratification. But actually the human form of life is meant for inquiring. Atato brahma jigyasa, inquiring about what is the truth. Yeah. This is the human form of life. Now, what are people inquiring about? How to get more sense gratification? How to get more money? But actually, that's a waste of the human form of life. So 5,000 years ago, Samakarisi, he predicted that this would happen, this natural cycle in Kali Yuga. So we're very fortunate that we're given this knowledge that can help us towards Krishna and bring us away from this madness of material sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada, he was given a class in Ireland. There was a public forum. They rented a hall. There was about 400 people in the hall. And Prabhupada, you know, gave his powerful lecture. And then he asked if there's any questions. And one person came from the back. He had a big black robe. He came walking to the front. And he started making a comment. And he's commenting about a couple minutes. And the conclusion was, I'm God. You don't say that in front of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada sat up straight. And he said, you are not God. You are dog. And one person in front, he stood up and he started clapping. And then the whole hall, everybody in the hall stood up, standing ovation. Everybody clapped. Very happy to see this dog smashed by Srila Prabhupada. So this is unfortunately it's become like a dog civilization where people have lost, you know, the goal. You know. They've lost what is most important in life, is to understand God, to engage in devotional service. Excuse me. So the purpose of this movement is to remind people that their spirit soul, they're part of Krishna, and the perfection of the human form of life is to serve God. This is the pleasure of the soul. Yeah. Not this material, the sense gratification. So Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas, they come and they guide us, and they help us know about the pitfalls that one can encounter. Just like it's mentioned here, the monkeys also. There is something called Markata Vairagis. They're monkeys. Yeah. In India, we know there's so many monkeys. Yeah. So they live in the forests, and they're naked, and they just eat fruits. They're very renounced, Vairagis. But they have so many girlfriends. So Prabhupada and the Acharyas, they would criticize that the people, they imitate the Goswamis. They go around in loincloths and apparently very renounced, but then they have so many girlfriends. So this is very bad. Not good. So fortunately, we're getting instruction, guidance about what is real renunciation. Real renunciation is to engage our senses in the service of Krishna and be satisfied in the service of Krishna. This is the pleasure of the soul, to serve Krishna, not to serve the senses. We just become frustrated by service to the senses. So this pastime is interesting. I wanted to mention how this pastime of Sringi causing so much havoc, actually the beginning of the havoc of society, and Indra causing so much havoc. Sringi, he cursed Maharaj Parikshit, but the result was a great blessing for Maharaj Parikshit, because in 7 days from that time, he went back to Godhead. So it was a great blessing for him. And that gave way for the Srimad Bhagavatam to be spoken. Another blessing that we're all reaping the benefits of. So it appeared like it was a bad thing. But actually it was Krishna's arrangement. Yeah. For Parikshit Maharaj and for ourselves. And this is going to go on for another 10,000 years. Devotees are going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So Indra also, he caused great havoc in Vrindavan. Probably like no one else before him. Krishna killed so many demons, but not one of those demons tried to do what Indra tried to do. Such a horrible thing. He tried to kill all the residents of Vrindavan. The gopis, the cowherd boys, his mother, father, him, himself. He wanted to kill everybody. No demon tried to do that. Caused great havoc. You know, the rain coming down, lightning. But because of that, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And never before, since then or after that, did all the residents of Vrindavan get the darshan of Krishna 24/7. Now generally, you know, with the different rasas, Krishna, he would spend time with the cowherd boys, out when they're herding the cows and calves. And then he would go home and he would spend some time with his parents. And then in the evening he would be with the gopis. But with this pastime of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, they all got the darshan of Krishna for 7 days. Never happened before. So it was a great blessing that Indra caused so much havoc in Vrindavan. And of course, he became humbled. Because he's a devotee. Sometimes he gets himself in trouble. But he's a devotee. And he got deep realization of his insignificant position and offered wonderful prayers to Krishna and begged forgiveness. So this is Krishna. He is very forgiving. Can't imagine someone trying to kill all these great devotees. But Krishna is very forgiving. He's very kind. It's like devotees, they have so many qualities, wonderful qualities, right? Krishna has unlimited wonderful qualities. And one of the prominent ones is Krishna, he's forgiving. And devotees are forgiving. It's like Briksha Maharaj, he didn't take offense. And he forgave. So Krishna has so many wonderful qualities, but there's one quality that stands above all the others. According to Nectar Devotion, anybody know what it is? He's friend to his devotees. Loving to the devotees. Anybody else? Well, no, qualities. We're looking for qualities. Anybody? Yes. Compassion. The compassion. Krishna is very compassionate. And therefore he comes. He doesn't have to come. We're all rebellious souls. We just didn't want to serve Krishna. But out of his compassion he comes. And he helps us rebellious souls. And he sends his devotees, Prabhupada, and so many acharyas. So he's very compassionate. And someone can be so degraded, someone can be the president of the atheistic society in America, and still Krishna's compassionate. He still wants to help. He's in the heart of even such a person, waiting for him to turn to him again and serve him. So this is something that is also there within us and can come out as we continue on engaging in devotional service. The compassion can also come out. But it's something that we had to pray for. Compassion. It's there. And it can come out. But we also have to want it. Just like this desire to serve Krishna. Nityasiddha Krishna Prema Sajji Kavanu. It's there in the heart. We just have to pray to Krishna for it to come out. And when this compassion and this desire to serve Krishna comes out and we're free of this dog mentality, this monkey mentality to just enjoy our senses, and we're free of that and we're filled with this desire to serve Krishna, how sublime our life will be. Filled with wonderful qualities. This is what life is about. Having divine qualities and engaging in service of Krishna. Engaging in the service of his devotees. This is the pleasure of life. So we're getting so much guidance in the form of Krishna and his devotees, so we should certainly take advantage of this. Is there any question or comment? Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu.
My name on the list.
Put your name on the list. Oh, the microphone is there. Put your name on the list. What does that mean? Oh. Any other questions or comments? Maharaj has a comment or no, you're up, Maharaj.
First.
You're first.
All right, I'll ask the question. It may be a long answer or maybe no answer. The question I get often, and perhaps you do too, is that after I let people know that when you become attached to sense gratification, it leads to misery. Okay, this is a common statement of all of us. So the person I'd be talking to is little smarts or dumbs, whatever you want to call it. He said, well, what do you mean it leads to misery? I smell roses. I don't get miserable. I hear beautiful music. I don't get miserable. I eat pizza and I love it. I don't get miserable. I have sexual intercourse with one or two different girls or three. I don't feel miserable. So what are you talking about? Misery. All I'm doing is having a good time. How do you answer that?
This is called Maya Sukhaya. This is called illusory happiness. It's happiness just in relation to the senses.
But how do you convince him to give it up? How do you convince him to give it up?
But we're not the senses. We're not the body. We're the soul within. So, of course, some people accept that they're the soul within. And you know, someone is intelligent enough to accept that, yes, I'm not this body. The body is just a vessel for the soul. Then there's leeway for them to accept that, yeah, this material sense gratification, it's temporary and not going to give me ultimate happiness. Ultimate happiness is on the spiritual level. You know, we're spirit soul. We're part of the supreme soul. So by service to the supreme soul, we attain unlimited happiness. But service to this body, like the dogs and the animals, they're also serving their senses. They're also having sex. They're eating, they're sleeping, mating. They're also doing these things. But there's no happiness there. Real happiness is in service to God, not service to the senses. Although dogs, actually there's one pastime with Prabhupada was given, it was an outside program, and Prabhupada said that if you don't live a life of service to God, in your next life you may become a dog. And one man said, well, what's wrong with that? And Prabhupada said, you have my blessings. You have my blessings. So this is, of course, he said that because in America, dogs live pretty good. I mean, even they get inheritances. They get millions of dollars in inheritance. And they get mansions. Believe it or not. You know, this is America. So they got dog parlors. They got dog restaurants. They got dog hotels. Anything else anybody think of? I mean, huh? Hospitals for dogs.
Yeah.
You got clothes. Dogs live really good in America, but you go to India. You know, Prabhupada's coming from India. Dogs don't live. Of course, now in India also, now they're also becoming civilized, and they have their pet dogs, and they're walking and cleaning up after them, and they're also becoming polluted by the West. Yes, Archita Prabhu. I think he wants to be last.
In this section, we're talking about how Parikshit Maharaj held back all the problems, and therefore cursing him was such a bad thing because all these problems came in. But then on the other hand, we hear that there are four yugas that change. There's Satya Yuga, becomes Treta Yuga. Vice comes in gradually, and then Dwapara Yuga. But and then on the other hand, again, we have the statement that there was nothing wrong, and now everything wrong is going to happen. So it seems like it doesn't match. Do the yugas really change and problems start coming in or not?
Yeah.
In spite of the kings. Because, yes, there were a long line of kings, powerful kings, before Pariksit. But at the same time, we know, just like the seasons change and you can't hold it back, the yugas do change. And with each change, it means one leg of religiosity is broken to the point where only supposedly truthfulness is left in Kali Yuga. And even that, it's hard to find an honest person. So how do you match the two? Did the powerful king like Pariksit keep all the problems away or not? If they did, then how did the yugas change previously? How did Satya Yuga become Treta Yuga? How did Treta Yuga become Dwapara Yuga?
Well, and by the arrangement of Krishna, by the arrangement of Krishna, these ages are coming about, and Pariksit Maharaj, he just happened to be the last king, you know, before the Kali Yuga begins. So, and then of course, then the Kali Yuga continues on. So these are, Krishna just puts these personalities in these positions, you know, after the one age and then before another age. That's all the arrangement of Krishna. So.
Yeah, but the question again is, were any of the legs of religiosity broken or not? Because supposedly with the change of each age, one of those legs is broken. In the Satya Yuga, everything is perfect. Truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity, mercy, all four are there.
So
then when you transition to Treta Yuga, supposedly at least one of those is gone.
Well,
now you only have three left.
Yeah.
But it seems that even though Kali Yuga was just about to start, Pariksit had held all of those problems away. You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't seem to match. If the Yugas have changed and a leg of religiosity
was
broken...
Where was it said that all of them were held back? Where...
It says there were no problems. Now the problems are going to start because Sringya's cursed this wonderful king, and now all these problems are going to come in.
Where did it say there was no problems? You have to give reference to that. Brigapati.
Well, my question was kind of related to that. There might have been no problems, but it doesn't go as far in the Bhagavatam as to say that conditions were as good as at the beginning of Satya Yuga. Right? In other words, may have been no serious social problems. Satya Yuga, everybody's a Paramahamsa. So, I mean, Bhagavatam doesn't go as far as to say that everybody was a Paramahamsa. But. Okay. Well, how about this idea that, you know, like in philosophy, you have the remote cause and the immediate cause. So the remote cause is like what you said. The remote cause is that's Krishna's arrangement that you have, this, you know, the things degrade as the yugas progress. And Krishna is not boring, so he has immediate causes. And the immediate cause in this case was Sringi cursing Maharaj Pariksit, et cetera, something like that.
Thank you, Rigapati Prabhu. Okay, Maharaj.
You mentioned in the course of your talk that there'll be a 10,000-year mini Satya Yuga, okay, which started from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is going on now and will continue to go on. So we know that we have received that knowledge from Srila Prabhupada. But what is the scriptural source of that? Where do you find in the scriptures? You're not going to find it in the Bhagavatam, I'll tell you that for sure. Hmm. But what other scriptures would... In other words, somebody here asked me, what is the basis... Because we go by scripture, by what God says through his sages. Where did you find that? All right, Srila Prabhupada. Well, where did he find it? Does anybody know? I know.
Where?
Does anybody know? If you know, please volunteer it.
Answer your own question.
Yeah, I will do that. But I want to give everybody a chance.
I have okay. No clue.
So, but first of all, in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana and in one other Purana, there was a conversation between Ganga and Krishna. And Ganga asks him what's going to happen with all the miseries that are going on. And Krishna states there will be a 10,000-year of Satya Yuga, and then it will come to an end, and things will get bad. It is the source of it is Krishna.
Okay.
Okay? So in case anybody asks, you got the answer there. Okay. Go to you can find that. Where did I find it? I think I found it in the Veda base that somebody had mentioned it there.
Thank you for answering your own
question,
Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.